Good people, welcome to the show. Today's episode, I've got a friend, a brother, has been a part of the basketball journey for every one of us in Nigeria. Everybody that has been into the system may not know him, but he has been there for a long while. So Daniel Chukwuma is a host with Nigerian Info FM, one of the radio stations. He co-hosts the show Courtside, basketball scout, coach. He has been in this business for over how many years? 8, 10 years, more than that. That's really been ingrained in the system, and he knows the good from the bad, everything that has rocked the old federation. If you want info, you get to know the guy. Daniel Chukwuma, thanks for joining us today, man.
Yeah, thanks, Komo. It's a pleasure being on the platform. Finally. You know, everyone's schedules have been crazy. Like you said, tomorrow is Monday, so we had to just do this. And you know, I believe this won't be the last, you know. Okay. So yeah, I'm happy to be on the show. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, man. Like you said, we'll definitely do more. In fact, as I've been saying this for like how many seasons now, that I need a co-host, I need someone that will come in and speak some knowledge with me. And over time, we're trying to grow the culture. So definitely, we have more episodes like this. But first off, man, let's talk about you. Let people know who this man be. This man, who will they see? So yeah, like I said, basketball scout, radio host, being in the system in the media space for a long while, man. How's it going?
It's been interesting, mind-blowing, and revealing every day. I don't even know where to start in terms of the basketball or the media, because if you look at it, none of them are existent in the country. So, you know, go figure. Yes, I've worked with Cool FM, WBI FM, Nigeria Info. I host a co-host of a show called Side. I also have my podcast, Sidelines.
Need more episodes, guy.
But the thing, you know how it is. You know, you have a busy schedule. Yeah. You have to meet up. You know, so. But I'm working on something real big. You know, you're definitely going to be on most of it. So, you know, so being in the media space is very interesting. Working with Cool FM, one of the biggest radio stations in Nigeria, Wazobia, Nigeria Info, and having a show, it's every day has been a learning curve for me, because of the interactions I've had, you know, with the CEO, Serge, the now GM, Sofemi Obong Daniels. Mm-hmm. I mean, working with the likes of Dotun, Kemi Smalls, you know, Daddy Freeze. Like, when you're surrounded by so many gifted creatives, you have to now hone your own craft. And, you know, basketball is my thing. And I said, hey, look, I want to have a show. We've been pushing it since 2018. And 2019, we had the opportunity. We got the time slot. And bam, we started doing it. So now sponsors will be with for now.
Your journey has been something remarkable, like you said, Cool FM, Wazobia FM, but media in Nigerian sports has not been great, honestly speaking, especially when it comes to the basketball scene. Let's even take away the fact that the federation has been shit for over 5 years now. But the basketball space has really not been it. Like, I was talking to Femi Adifeso, like, this was some years back, about the reasons why media isn't as blown in the basketball space. Because today's age, you really need people to see. Players need people to see them. Even we that host all these shows, we need to be in front of people every time, so they know, this is the guy that does this, this is the guy that does it. What do you think has been the issue so far?
Let me start by this. in a country where business, like brands and companies, see sports as CSR and people still see sports as recreation, that's the problem.
That's true.
We have a cable network in Nigeria that shows the EPL, that's the English Premier League. And everybody watches the EPL, but a lot of people don't understand what it takes or the dynamics behind bringing those football games to you. The TV rights, the endorsement deals, stadium tickets, the organization of the teams, the players, the sponsors, the, you know, the brands, the whole dynamics of the whole thing. We don't understand it. So it's a big issue. Everyone here is more about make we just do advert, chap chap, put them, you know, collect, you know, the money. Yeah. Nobody cares. But in terms of detailed sports programming, according to different types of sports, is non-existent. Even the football itself, you know, you hear, oh, they're showing it on TV. Okay, yeah, they're showing it on TV, but what's the quality like?
Yeah.
What are the players benefiting from it? What are the fans benefiting from it? How is it adding up to the economy? How is it creating jobs? How is it setting standards in education? Nobody, you know, talks about that. So at the end of the day, when you look at all those things, you just go like, ah, you know. And again, selfish interest. There's always selfish interest. This corporation wants to make its own money. Agency will be owing you money. It's just a mess. We need to just change the perception and the reorientation of Nigerians, basically. You know,
yeah, it's going to take a lot of unlearning and relearning for the
relearning
change. Because I remember, yeah, right. Was it last year? Or the year before that, 2020, where the sports minister had said that sports will be looked at as a business. And ever since then, nothing has really changed. You come back to think, like, why will you make such a publication and not even make an effort to make it work? And now we are back to the same forefront with the MBBF and its issues. In fact, I don't even want to go into that because where we stand on that one again.
Well, all I can say is what I've been saying this for the past 15 years, and I stand on it. We never had a federation to start with. We never had a league. Okay? I always tell people that care to listen. You know me, I gave up on Nigerian basketball federation 20 years ago. And you understand? In the last 20 years, it's been either one president, two presidents, three factions, no election, two elections. As in, you sit down and you look at all these things and you ask yourself one question. Say, I want people who want bad guys. Say, like...
Sure, no man, I'll
be watching funk or I'll be... You know, like... Oh yeah, me let you like sue me like you know you don't you look at your phone and you look at me they're like kilo day then God forgive me one I don't know who he is we'll go on the MBBF social media page and be giving us epistle. Ogbeni, he doesn't consign that he doesn't join. I mean it's funny. Look at what happened. Our female players, at what they've been doing, back to back cups. Three times, only for them to wake up. For us to wake up one day, I was in a video that they're owing them salary.
When it people makes no sense.
Played,
it makes
it, no yeah, sense. The head coach of Kenya, the former head coach of Kenya, Coach Liz, she's an Australian, and I reached out to him like, you know, she reached out to me and said, Dan, what's going on in your country? I said, it is what it is.
there's really no answer. You really cannot answer that.
You know, and she's telling me like they've all. Every country who participated in the games have collected their cash prizes, their bonuses from their country. And I mean, she's telling me that everybody has been paid. And my own country, the girls are saying that. So it means those girls are actually playing out of their pocket and with all their hearts. And there's nothing to show. Like, there's no encouragement. No. Then some people are somewhere dragging, I am president, I am not president. Again, the question is, tussle on what, why? Like, what are they fighting for?
That's a question we might never even get an answer for. Because I just, like I was talking to a few people some days ago, it's an ego thing. When the election thing happened and we saw that they had another election in Abuja and while one was going on, I was laughing out. Because to me, it's an ego thing. It makes no sense. There's not as if there's been any sponsorship for the league or for the federation to even work on it. I mean, and now you are still going back to the same narrative, the same issue of having this election, that election. It's all about egos right now at this point. And people, they just want form, say, let me be your guy.
I want, let me stress something. Remember the last election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the person who is saying he's the president as at last month wasn't actually technically the president, right?
Yeah.
So now remember the last election where him doing his own election. No, you know, some people, you know, the thing is, you know, say Nigeria, our people, we don't like truth.
Oh
so, me, I like talk true. But they very factual. Him now, we don't win seats. So, last month, you know, technically, he's not the president, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. When in they do your own election, where in they do your own election? When in the first, when the first take, oh, okay, arrest my case.
You did find Wahala. You like Wahala.
No, no be wahala now. Now fact. No be fact. Who am I?
It is true. And
somebody who is just pointing at
the facts that has...
Yeah.
It's funny. But yeah, congratulations to the Tigers, man. They qualified for the World Cup. Now we are waiting to see what the Federation will do to assist or to push the movement forward. You know, we were chatting a while, like some minutes ago, and I said preparation is going to be the major thing for the game.
My brother, we know that it is going to be fire brigade approach as usual. a federation that does not have a media team, a team that does not have a media personnel, medical, that does not have a team manager, does not have...
Mm.
My brother, I work with foreign colleges in the US, foreign clubs in Europe and in Asia. I see their routines. I see their schedules. I see their rosters. Those people are... They're not... See, those guys have left us. Before any player plays for the country, you have to sign a contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been called, right? That contract states, you have been invited, you have been selected, these are the numerations you get, these are the health packages in store for you, eventuality, in case of, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the sponsors, you already know, the player has a manager, so you relate to the manager, then the manager relates to the player, then the player comes forth and, you know, they sign, and I sign, you know, and at the end of the day, there's someone who carries their bags. There's someone who monitors their movements as regards, checking in the hotel, booking the flight. And can we say categorically that they have something like that? Like, you heard the response they gave last time, you know, when they went for the press walk up.
Yeah.
Now we're going for this one now.
Well,
you know, that's just the ladies. So we never talk of the guys though. Don't be the guys. Maybe say, I don't want to mention names. They ask for a highlight video of teams where they go play. They say they don't get highlight videos. Wow.
A lot to be taken care of. But yeah, like I said, congrats to ladies. Now, back to even what you were pushing at already. You just touched on it a little bit. You talked to a lot of colleges. They are into scouting and all that. How long have you been into scouting, especially in our basketball scene in the country?
I've been into scouting for the past 5 years now.
How's that journey?
My brother, if you ask me, who I go ask? It's been... it's been...
Kill me this thing.
My brother, the problem with our people is that, one, orientation is off. Two, our people do not read.
Yeah. You know how funny this thing is? Remember you sent me a document before I, and I said I was going to actually read it because our people don't like to read. See how everything comes back full circle, because exactly what I said, that is the truth. A lot of people fail to read and to understand what they go on around the world.
Okay, now let me break this down to you. We have in the US, we have prep schools, we have high schools, we have, you know, colleges. Now, if you want to apply to colleges, right, you have to get what they call an I-20, right? Yeah. When you get an I-20, you know, it means, oh, you're eligible based on this scholarship to go to this school for this period, you know. So we have full scholarships, we have half scholarships, you know, and all that. Unfortunately, some people don't even know kind of I-20s they have, and they end up going for the interviews at the consulate and they end up denying them, and they wonder what's happening. It's like one instance that happened. Some kids, some coaches took some players for interview at the US consulate in December. You won't know.
No need to even say anything.
Tomorrow they say it's village people.
Are you looking for in the consulate in December? What are you looking for in US in December? You're not going for school.
Oh yeah, Mileno. So so again, there are various requirements for you to be eligible to get these admissions, get these scholarships. I mean, your GPA has to be good. If you're an athlete, you have to provide highlight film. You have to have a player resume, you know, and it's quite difficult because, first of all, we don't get league. So, remember I told you I was I'm part of this EuroLeague. I'm a EuroLeague basketball league affiliate, right?
Yeah.
And we've been having, we have these sessions and, you know, I end up being the only Nigerian coach on the board. So, you know, it is, they interview players. You hear this player, I play in Egypt. How many games have you played? Person is saying, I played 500 games. I have, you know, naming, you know, giving his profile. Mm-hmm. And now I got to my fellow brother. And I was like, Jesus. Okay. You know, while this is going on, one of the scouts is actually sending me a message like, this guy is from Nigeria. And I'm like, I know. And, you know, and they're asking the guy, how many games have you played? And the guy is like, I've played games. First of all, he doesn't know that they know that we don't have a league. Right?
Yeah.
So, if you send your player resume and you're putting figures and you're putting... The question is, how did you come about all these stats?
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. And again, and that issue is the whole age falsification thing. Somebody is saying he's 16. And his passport is saying he's 16. When did they check? He reached 29, even small self. What are people supposed to use? They use chainsaw shave.
They say that chainsaw. But this thing goes as far back as I can remember. Because way back when I even started playing basketball, there are a lot of people that will have to, you know, chop up their age. And I totally understand. Because most guys don't pick up the game early in Africa. But by the time we start, most of us are 16, 17. So trying to get to that next level is a lot difficult. But issues revolving around the Nigerian system, how do you think players themselves can help themselves? Because at this point, the federation, the league, there's nothing going on. So are you being a scout? What do you think the players can do to actually push themselves further?
First of all, I always have consulting sessions with players and their parents, okay? I want to actually know exactly what they are looking for. Like, what are you looking for? Why? Like, why you want travel go Yankee? Why you want travel go play ball? And if you notice, majority of our athletes, especially the basketball players, some don't even have... Like, let me be very real with you. Like, a lot of them don't go to school. They just feel, I can play ball. I can bounce, I can do Ali, I can do, I watch highlight videos, I watch tape, I watch NBA. But the question now is, okay, now you want someone, because when scouts actually look at an athlete, if you are not good enough to them, if you are very good, you are an asset. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because they are investing in you. So the question is, why should I invest in bringing you to the... Yeah, like, why should I invest in you and bring you to the States? A lot of them don't understand that. All they see is, oh, I watch Curry shooting from half court, shooting from, you know, the logo. This guy is doing this. But the basic things, they miss it. Coupled with the local champion complex. I call it local champion complex. The local champion complex is the I don't play league. I play for Lukwedru. I play for indoor stadium. I play for Rupa. Mm-hmm. I know this coach. I know this. I go this competition. Okay. When it now boils down to, show us what you've got. Voila. Now you hear them. Some of them can't really communicate. I'm not saying that everybody must go to school. Okay, learn a skill. I have a friend of mine, Benedicta. She plays in Spain. And while in Spain, she does have to weave, you know, hair. Like, yeah. And she literally told me she makes money, good money. Okay. So when she's not playing games, that's what she does. And that's someone that's playing in Europe. I think she don't battle for Nigeria. I think she don't know she's playing in Europe. Then she's still doing, she's going to school. On the average, ask an average Nigerian player, how far school? You hear their response. Okay, what are your plans towards school? I know how many of them I send links. Okay, this school is doing a program. Yabatec is running one program for athletes. Mm-hmm. The military paramilitary are into a program where they can acquire people into certain universities for certain degrees, and maybe the school fees like maybe 50k. I know things are hard. You understand? I know things are hard. But the thing is, if you do not see yourself as an asset, if you do not believe in yourself, if you do not push yourself, who won't come push you?
You gotta invest in yourself first.
Yeah. It's like someone going to the market. If you did road for junction, right? And the market is this way. And you've bought goods, you understand? Mm-hmm. And you're going this way, right? Your direction, your focus should be this way. Yes, so that means you go face this way, right? Yes. So in case you see moto, you go enter going this way, right?
Yeah.
But our people go stand face the market.
They don't go look where there's always they go. Oh, that's standing. So, I totally get you.
It's quite difficult. And the funny thing is, many of them, when they now get there, you've reduced your age so much that when you now meet the guys that are 14, 15, 16, it's as if you want to die. You know, like, and I tell them, I say, look, the next players who will be in the next NBA drafts next year, we already know. Like, they know. The guys who will be coming from Europe, they know. Mm-hmm. The guys who will be coming from high school to college, they know. LeBron James' son, Bronny, we know.
Yeah, facts.
You get. So as he is, at his age, he's in college. Now, college players are entitled to get some stipend based on certain deals. So they're now getting shoe deals, clothing line deals and all that. They have their own media team. They have their own, they have people grooming them to take that next step towards that up next level. Mm-hmm. Those are the people you now want to come and compete. So now, when the parents come and meet me, I say, my child wants to travel to US. I'm like, okay, are you sure? They're like, yes. Okay. Why do you want to travel to US to school, to play basketball? I'm good. Okay, fine. What about school? Cricket sounds. What are your plans towards getting a good GPA? Because if you don't have a good GPA in the US, you can't play ball.
Scholarship, yeah.
Cricket sounds again. So when you now tell them, you don't think they go, bad belle. You know, their mindset is, you don't want to help their child. Oh, you do not wish their child well. And I'm like, this complex problem. Don't be smart,
Andy, brother. I feel like a lot of people have, they misunderstand what is needed to do, you are needed to do, and what you yeah. want to do.
Exactly.
I tell a lot of people, the US is not the biggest, well, it's the biggest thing, but it's not the end goal every time. You can leave Nigeria to go to Senegal and make good pay off there. Leave Nigeria, go to Taiwan, make good pay off there. It's just you bettering yourself and bettering your life for your family. That's what really matters. I understand we have goals, we have what we need, but then once you have that opportunity to better yourself by just taking one flight to Ghana or taking it to this
room,
take that opportunity. And I, but most of us as Nigerians, we fail to see the big picture. We fail to see the big picture.
Okay. Let me give you one. Let me break something down to you. A lot of people don't even know that there's a Chinese basketball league. Okay.
The CBA is like crazy.
My brother, when did they start? 95, right? Chinese basketball was founded in 95. They had like 20 teams, right? Okay. We had various NBA players coming back from leaving the NBA to play there. Yao Ming, Stephon Marbury, so Tracy McGrady, Jeremy Lin, you know. I mean, but let's talk of the, you know, Tracy McGrady, Stephon Marbury. I mean, Tracy McGrady is like a demigod in China.
In China.
Like, if Tracy McGrady steps into China, he's like the president of the US is in China. So that is, can you imagine the level of influence? And now many of these ex-NBA players now own stakes and own clubs in China.
In China.
Okay. I mean, the likes of Yao Ming. Yao Ming played for Shanghai Sharks.
Yeah.
Then played for, you know, played for Houston Rockets and, you know, came back. You know, he became like the sixth president of the Chinese Basketball Association at the point. So that's still the level. So he has come back to his country and started building. Now owns a team. I know what it means to own a team in China. So you can imagine the television rights, the merchandising, the ticket sales, the sponsorships. China that already have billionaires.
Right.
Anything that involves Chinese, they'll put their money. So far it's going to bring value. So far it's going to bring, it's coming here. You get. So that is China. Not talk of Taiwan, Vietnam, South Korea.
All those Asian countries. I just want to build. They just want to get, they want to be Japan. The number one in the world.
Exactly. So you can imagine how much, you know, and I tell some people, what of, you know, I tell some people, what of if the you know, the Chinese league even pumps more money than the NBA? And everybody's looking at me like, oh, the NBA, this. I'm like, these guys are not seeing it.
People don't understand. They don't know how much China actually pumps into the NBA as well with TV rights. And
TV rights alone.
They don't know.
TV rights alone. No. TV rights alone is crazy. So when you look at all those models, all those systems, you now understand that these guys are actually going, getting somewhere. Look at China's performance. Look at the female team in the this qualifiers. Man. Yeah.
Insane.
I watch the games and I still like watching the highlights and I'm like, these ladies will shoot you out of the facility.
You need to see all those their training sessions, even with their younger generation coming up. I saw a few of them dribbling and it was in like a class, and it was more like a choreography than a dribbling drill. Choreography, you dribble three balls, two people, you jump to one side, dribble, and I was like, okay, this is the next level. We are already taking things past what we as Africans understand. How many children at seven, five, what am I saying? Seven is one too old. By four or five, they don't start to do. How many of them do we have back home?
Yeah, they are conditioning those kids. They are conditioning those kids in a way where, you know, eye-hand dexterity is on point. IQ is on point. Character, level of composure. You know, they are grooming them to be world-class athletes right now. So when you now watch their under 15, under 17, you go like, for real?
Doubt, are they even under 17? But yeah, they are actually.
I watch, I follow all of them. Like, I just sit down today. I'm like, okay, today or these 3 days, it is Chinese basketball, male, female. Look at their academies. Look at their, you know. And I'm like, Nigeria, we left the WhatsApp group. Oh.
Say we left the WhatsApp.
We left the WhatsApp group and we uninstalled the app. For real, man. For real.
Yeah. Sorry, man. To touch on media again and scouting.
Yeah.
How much do you feel like the impact of media in today's age, especially with our players? Because our goal at this point is to help the players be better, help them get to where they need to be. Mm-hmm. How much do you think this media space can actually propel them? Being that you have the Instagram, you have the Twitter, you have the Facebook, things that can put your talent out there to the world. What is your advice to them when using these apps? Because I know a lot of kids that use this app for the wrong reasons. Mm. Not knowing that everybody for world, they see this thing. The person who is supposed to help you, they see this thing.
Mm.
You get me? So what is your own advice when you're actually putting up content online as a player or as a student who is looking to get a scholarship?
So, how am I going to start? First of all, know thyself. You know, as an athlete, you need to understand where you're coming from and where you're going. But you have to understand yourself, first of all. So at the end of the day, you will be able to plan and create more plans and contingency plans as you proceed. So if plan A doesn't work, you have plan B. If plan B doesn't work, you have plan C. Yes, the country is crazy. Nothing is really settled. Everything is unbalanced. But you have to, you know, look for that silver lining. No matter how little that shine is, you have to work on not just your game. You have to work on yourself as a person. You have to be prepared. So I see a lot of people posting videos online and, you know, I play here, I can dunk, I know. Again, you have to, everything's about packaging and presentation. You understand? It's like, so you see some kids sending highlight videos and they have background songs that have bad lyrics. For crying out loud, the people who are going to view these things are professionals and they work with kids. Nobody is saying that those kids over there don't listen to all this kind of music, but you don't need to put background music, instrumental. No bad lyrics. You know, imagine I see some videos, someone is playing a particular song. Yes, you like the song, then it has too many F words and crosses. And yeah. So now I'm watching the highlight video and I'm like, okay, so what message are you passing across now? Like, again, how you even shoot your highlight video goes a long way. And I always tell people, Google is your friend. You see Google? Ah, Google is your friend, though.
Better than police.
I'm telling you, Google is your friend, better than police. You got that right. You know, every day, it's not difficult. It's like this saying, I always tell my kids, I mentor and I coach whenever I have the time. We have too many smartphones and less smart people. You want to propel yourself, right? You have a smartphone. Google, how do you do this? How do you... You will get answers. Like again, like I say, our people don't... we know they read.
I know, right, brother? I know.
So I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, okay, how do I do this? And I'm seeing the research methodology. All of us is the research methodology now, right? Mm-hmm. So now, we're now practically doing it, right? Okay, we have our phone. We need this. We need this information. How do you source this information, decipher this information, extract what you need, and put it into action with a purpose, right? So how do you put a highlight video together? Go on Google, you see. But instead of doing that, they rather go and watch the story shoot from three, LeBron dunk, they watch all those things. Yeah. I tell some players that I love watching WNBA.
And a lot of people will tell you that WNBA is not exciting. Just there's no dunk, there's no alley-oop.
Have you seen what the you've watched the games, the US games, all their games?
My brother, there's not even that.
So as I was saying, so they have to, you have to be purposeful, you have to be well put together, you have to manage, because everything you're doing is time, no day, right? Right. So if you're going to shoot a highlight video, okay, how do you shoot your highlight video? Do you look for a good location? Do you look well kitted up? You know, some people shoot highlight videos as if the problem of Nigerian basketball is on their head. You know, you're trying to sell yourself. So you have to really package yourself. Oh, Tony, now it's true now. Facts. You have to package yourself.
Facts.
And again, you know, so in your highlight video, how do you want to start? Do you just want to start shooting the ball? And again, this is a trick. Let me give you one trick now. Because we don't have a league, I advise players to play more reasonable and organized pickup games.
Yeah, pickup games.
You know, not pickup games that somebody will not come out of the way so you can go for a layup. No. Pickup games.
Yeah, yes, competitive now. Games. Competitive
yeah,
games.
Yeah, like, let them see that you know how to handle yourself. I told the player, I said, nobody is looking for LeBron James. They already have their LeBron James. They have the next LeBron James. They have the next Steph Curry.
True.
You, just do the basic. Basic. I told them, if you want to catch the eye of a scout or a coach, do the basic. Warm up, conditioning, and cooling down. How do you warm up? What kind of warm ups do you do? Conditioning, what kind of conditioning do you do? What kind of drills do you do? Then when you're cooling down, that's the end of your sessions. How do you end your sessions? You know, because look at it. If you say, oh, this week I want to shoot training videos and highlight videos, training videos for my trainings and pickup games for my highlight videos, right? Mm-hmm. If you do three trainings in a week and you play two pickup games, you have enough content, right? You just sit down, use your phone. Again, smartphones, less of smart people. Edit those videos, put the best clips, a little mistakes here and there, so that they see the projection. Okay, he knows how to bounce. Okay, he made a mistake here. Oh, okay, he's getting it right. Oh, he knows how to shoot. Okay, this is his technique. What is his form? What what applications does he use in terms of, okay, how does he drive? How do all those basic things?
Yeah,
you know. Nobody's saying you should come and do exactly. Nobody's saying you should come and do Eurostep. No, basic things, right hand layup, left hand layup, you know, screen, pick roll, pick, bounce, jump shot, layup, free throw, 3-point. By the time you start putting all those films together, you're gonna get season one, season two. I have a player. The lady, she did season one, she has season one, season two, season three. She's in Japan now.
Content has to be plenty. Plenty.
As in, and I liked her for one thing. I had only one consulting session with her and boom, she got it. Like I say, I prefer coaching ladies than coaching guys. No offense, guys, though, but ladies are sharper.
But we too know past ourselves as guys.
Yeah, so like when I want to have a training session, I always ask them, if you know how to play, please, you can step off the court. If you know you want to learn new things, please step forward. That's how I start my own training session. Before, I know day for
nobody to be angry. I beg, I don't get
No. Me, I see they learn. I see they go junior NBA classes online. I see they go for US basketball classes online. I see they go for Euro League basketball classes online. I see they learn as a coach, and I see they go class. I'm fortunate enough to have friends who, because all these things you pay. You understand? I've been fortunate enough to have parents who I don't even know from Adam paying for my tuition because I want to learn. And the reason why I can sit down with anyone from that space outside the country to liaise and relate is because they understand I have something upstairs. So I'm not there's the biggest problem we have in Nigeria now is everybody has an academy. Right, everybody has an academy, but nobody get planned for the people who did the academy.
Another thing, that's another talk.
So, you know,
plenty so, things going wrong.
So when people say, oh, ah, Dan, why don't you have an academy? Why should I have an academy? Do you know what it means to have an academy? So some people have an academy, academies, they don't even know what it means to have an academy. When having an academy means it's a transition sequence. Okay. Yes. These players come in, they learn the basics, you're building character, you're building momentum, you're building IQ, you're building a whole player. So it's not, it goes beyond climb course, babos, okay, babos, yeah.
More than everything. More than everything on the court.
Mental state. How does he think? How does he, you know, hand eye dexterity? How is it? How does he relate to it? What is his character? Is it clear a coachable player? Again, falls back to local champion complex, which a lot of players have. So, well, God will help us. God will help us.
Honestly, I've been in the UK for a bit now, and I find it very... I won't say the system is great in the UK, but with organization, everything works out well. Yeah. It's still a learning process for a lot of them. I've been a part of a BBL team, the London Lions, where I practiced with for a few months before I moved to Kent, where I am now. And I can see the progression as players from the younger academies are trying to get themselves to the other game. And what you just said is the same, man. It starts from the basic things, the little things, looking at how they play, looking at their character. And it's more of the things off the court than even on the court that matters most. A lot of people will get all the skill, but then you're not coachable. You're not even a sociable person. Nobody can sit down with you talk for past 30 minutes and they're already like, this guy is a dead guy. This guy is not. So a lot of coaches, a lot of people really need to step up. Nigeria, we will be great, but it will take plenty work.
Well, prayer will not solve it. So until we start, prayer will not solve. No, prayer. I'm not saying people shouldn't pray.
Yeah,
but don't mix purpose. Don't mix action with inaction.
Yeah,
the action should be working towards it. Okay, now the Oyibo. We get system. Did not pray to have the system. They worked towards having a system. That system has created more billionaires and millionaires than you can count. Right. It has created jobs. It has created so much. Developing the country, developing the economy, fostering peace, feeding the... I mean, look at what the NBA are doing, NBA cares. People sat down to say, let us try this, let us do this. And when you have good initiatives, and good projects like this, people key into it. Oh, yeah. That's why when you watch the NBA and you see the kind of ads that show on the, during the halftime reports, and all that, you like, oh, man, these people, see, they have their own ecosystem, like, they're in their own bubble, So when you see what's happening around the world, you now ask yourself, wait, are we in this world like this? Like, are we...
And Africa is in its own bubble too.
Separate the bubble, that bubble that drifted into space.
Anyway, man, I really, really appreciate you for joining us today. Once again, Mr. Daniel Chukwuma is going to be one of our regular hosts. I'm not calling him a guest.
Yeah, so
regular host.
Yeah, so goes on.
And we have a lot of things to talk towards. And thank you so much for spitting knowledge today. I hope so. The people who will listen, may they listen. It's a gradual process, but for real.
The thing is, what we are doing, you started your podcast before I did, right?
Yeah.
And I literally came up to you and I'm like, yes, I have radio experience. I have media experience, but I had to come to you and say, brother, how, right? And a week later, you heard my first episode and you were like, Oshé. What we are doing, a lot of people do not appreciate what we are doing because our people do not seek knowledge. We seek certain knowledge because, oh, this is what I need now, you know. But what you really, really need now is this, listening to this. I mean, it's a podcast, right? You can download and re-listen, right? What happens when you sit down to listen to these things and actually jot down, Komo said this, so Maxwell said this, Daniel said this. Oh, let me infuse it into what I do.
Okay.
Again, our people don't want to seek knowledge, right?
Very true.
And it's painful. I listen to your podcast. I listen to First Take. I listen to Smoke.
All the smoke.
You know, all the smoke. And I don't just listen because of the sound quality, the presentation, the guests. No, I listen in terms of the talk, like.
Kenya,
people in sorrow, like what? Yeah. Like you listen to some things and you go like, you learn something. If our people dedicated, if our Nigerian players sit down and say, let us listen to, you know, Flora will come over, like, what could they listen to this podcast? I bet you the ones who would pick something from it, those words will change their life. Period.
Definitely.
Period.
Yes,
and the funny thing is, it is the foreigners who listen to what we do that people appreciate what we do the more.
Yes. Honestly.
It's funny. It's funny. Because those guys are like, this is what's happening in Africa. These guys are talking about basketball in Africa. Okay, we know basketball is... But, you know, very soon. Like I told you something, I say very soon. People will be looking for you. Come on, come and talk. Oh. You must talk. Oh. Yes, now, because you're spitting the truth. You're interviewing people who have been there, done that. They're saying their stories and all. You understand? And that's all we need. Like, when I started my podcast, I said something. I said, I'm a little more shall I you. Shall I hit the end? See, I am not... My podcast is not to call people out, though. But we will call people out.
People that feel that the shoe fits them, they will wear.
So if we call you out and you vex, don't be new for your pocket too. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It should be my
brother. Because we are in a very hypocritical society where our norms, our values are gone. Once someone has small change like this, But what is in your head? What is your integrity? What is your character? Are you a loyal person? Are you a trustworthy person? Do you have integrity? If you doubt what I'm saying, just look at what has happened with basketball in Nigeria.
I try my best to dread even the conversation. Like, I do not even want to have it because it does not bring any value to anybody at this point. So it makes no sense to even talk about it.
Well, as for me, I'm waiting for the next saga that will soon happen. I will not say anything, but I want it to be live. Like, make it be, say people hear and first for your show. Say, I talk and say the shenanigans never start. Nah, blues will dance now. Make this qualifier. Make the World Cup end. Before the World Cup end, we go to enter Awilo. We could enter the Makosa dance once more. Uh-huh. So when it happened, as you can see, I'm sipping my Ravina. I need to stay hydrated.
Enjoy, my brother. Everyone, go check out his podcast. It's called Sidelines, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. In fact, everywhere. Just like he said,
iHeartRadio
everywhere. Just Google it, you'll find it there. If you just sidelined by Daniel Chukwuma, shit, you will get them. And he was also online every time.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, I don't have much episodes, but if you listen to the episodes I've done, you have to listen to them again. Like, you need to listen to them again.
That's the thing about the pod, man. Being able to re-listen.
Because you can, I mean, things I've said and things you've said, now waiting to happen now.
Right.
But, you know, kings and princes are not recognized in their country. So, it's Allah.
Amen.